For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we begin, we would like to thank Six Point Builders for their support of our show. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Revolution Recap. We have another preview episode for you this week. The Revs go on the road to face Nashville SC this Saturday night. Battle of two teams with playoff ambitions that are currently on the outside looking in the Eastern Conference standings. Andy Judd will have everything you need to know about that matchup later on in the episode. But before we get there, I want to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all of the NBA and NHL playoffs this season, as well as MLS soccer. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. And when the game is over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action, and don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Before we get into that preview with Andy, there are some news and notes that you should know about. Ezmir has been called up to the final pre-Olympic camp, so there is a possible chance that we have an Olympian on the New England Revolution as Ezmir is getting called into camp. Henrik Rabas also getting the call up for Slovakia. He'll be for their Nation League's competition coming up. And then former Revolution player Isaac Anking, who is currently with Rhode Island FC, got called into the Puerto Rican national team for World Cup qualifying. I believe they're in the second round of World Cup qualifying. So good for a former Rev and local product, Isaac Anking, for making the call up too. In terms of media availability, this is being recorded before the Thursday press conference and Thursday 98.5 interview, but it was noted on Tuesday that there are no updates on Thomas Shankalai. So his availability remains a question mark as of this recording, which is Wednesday night. And also, it seems like Caleb Porter has hinted, and actually not even really hinted, he's basically alluded to the fact that with Henry Kessler out due to yellow card suspension, Dave Romney is expected to start. So those are some news and notes going into this game. Also should note there is no Apple TV interview this week. Seth Maycomer had a different assignment. He interviewed a former Revolution player, and the excerpts from that interview will be available on the Blazing Musket in the near future. So make sure you're subscribed to the Blazing Musket. Get all of your Revs news, Revs articles straight to your email inbox by subscribing to the Blazing Musket on Substack. And with that being said, here is Andy Judd previewing this weekend's game against Nashville SC. Jumping back in with the power of editing, there's one more note. Andy will mention this later on in the episode, but this preview is recorded before Wednesday night's action. So you should also know Andy will mention records and stats, and that does not take into consideration Nashville SC's 2-0 upset victory on the road at FC Cincinnati on Wednesday night. And now let's get over to Andy Judd's preview.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another Revolution Precap. It's Andy here, dropping in so that we can preview this weekend's game against Nashville SC. The game will be taking place this Saturday. It's June 1st at 8:30 p.m. at Geodis Park in Nashville. I will caveat this preview just by saying that this is being recorded before the Wednesday night MLS kickoff. So Nashville will be playing against FC Cincinnati. I don't have the ability to see into the future and see what that looks like, but rest assured that if you're hearing this, nothing too crazy happened, that the stats mostly remain unchanged. Otherwise, I would have to wake up early on Thursday morning and re-record. So if you're hearing this, everything is presumably good. So let's jump into it here. Nashville SC is in 11th place in the Eastern Conference currently. They are 22nd place overall in MLS. They have a record of 3 wins, 7 draws, and 4 losses. So a lot of draws on the season. That's not completely uncommon for Nashville if you look at their history. But they haven't been collecting points at a high clip, to say the least. In their last 5, it's been a little bit better from them. They have a record of 2 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss. In those last 5 games, they have scored 7 goals, so a fairly average output there, but they have only allowed 3 goals against, so pretty stout defensively. Again, if you have been following Nashville for the last couple of years, all of this kind of sounds a little familiar, right? A lot of draws, slow scoring, don't allow a lot of goals, that sort of thing. But we will get into it. New England's form has been bad. If you're following this team, you know that. They have a record of 2 wins, 1 draw, and 10 losses. In their last 5 matches, they have 1 win and 4 losses. So, unsurprisingly, if you've been following the team, pretty poor stuff from New England. They are, of course, in last place in the Eastern Conference and last place in the league overall. Nashville SC has had a few decent performances, or a few halfway decent performances. The biggest was a 4-1 win against Montreal. That happened earlier in the year. And then, of course, they had a 2-0 win against Toronto FC. But that there's a bit of a caveat with that game, which is that they only generated 6 shots, that Toronto's roster was mostly suspended due to altercations between players and the players of Montreal in the game prior. And, of course, immediately or shortly following that game, their head coach, Gary Smith, Nashville's head coach, was fired. So it's a win. It's one of their 3 wins on the season, and it's a multi-goal win for Nashville in that one. But it did not end up being the triumph that it might have been. Okay, let's get into team play styles. In terms of how Nashville likes to play, it's a little bit kind of run of the mill. No, I mean, I don't mean any offense by that. But if you look at the Opta Analyst chart, they will plot out how much your team uses direct speed in their attacks and how many passes your team uses per sequence. And when they plot those out, if you look at that plot, it puts Nashville just smack dab in the middle, right? They are league average in terms of number of passes per sequence. They are league average in terms of direct speed. So they are not afraid to use a direct attack, nor are they afraid to use the ball to build out with possession, but they don't do either at anything above an average level. They do generally have less than 50% possession, so they are a little bit more content to sit in their defensive shape and allow the other team to have possession, and then when they do get the ball, they try to build out with the ball, probably through Hani Mukhtar mostly, but plenty of capable players on Nashville to help them move the ball upfield. In terms of the Revs play style, if you haven't been following the team this year, it's not really working, whatever it is, but what it is seems to be a high possession style. Make a lot of passes and then try to pull the defense apart, pull players out of position, and use that use your passing to probe for weaknesses in which you can move the ball into it and try to get shots off. That hasn't really played out so well for the Revs this season. They have only scored, I think, 9 goals through 13 games, so attacking has been a bit of an issue for them. Defending has also been an issue for them. Defensive lapses and mistakes in the back have been fairly rampant and common for the Revs this season.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Yeah, in terms of some key stats, so let's take a look at Nashville. Nashville's key stat is that they are near the bottom of the league in both total shots per 90. So they take 10.36 shots per game. That's the third fewest in MLS. And they take the second fewest shots on target per 90. So they take 3.43 shots on goal in a game on average. Both of those are near the bottom of the league, like I said. So they are not a team that is generating a ton in the way of attack. This has been a complaint of Nashville fans all season. And if you look into Nashville's history, this has kind of been, you know, something that they've been dealing with for a long time, which is that Hany Mukhtar is, you know, of course, an excellent attacking player, but he doesn't have a ton of support in terms of players who are around him and able to put the ball into the net. So it seems like that is mostly continued this year, though, you know, they have certainly been a little bit better with Sam Surridge this year than in prior seasons. New England's key stat, this one is going to be a little bit related to Nashville, but New England has the second lowest expected goals per shot on target of any team in MLS. So their non-penalty expected goals per shot on target is 0.225. So that's to say that when they attempt a shot on target, based upon the things like where they are positioned, where the players surrounding the ball are, all of the things that go into the models that build XG, those shots have an average chance of 22.5% of turning into a goal. That may sound like, you know, a reasonable number, but let me assure you it is pretty bad. It's actually second lowest in the league, and it is in the 3.6 percentile for expected goals per shot on target. So roughly third percentile of all the teams in the league are, you know, that's where the Revs are. Incidentally, Nashville, while they don't take a lot of shots, right, their expected goals per shot on target is 0.306, so 30.6% chance of turning into a goal. Not a huge difference there, but let me assure you that 0.306 puts Nashville in the 80th percentile in the league in terms of the chances that they're creating from the shots on target that they are taking. So Nashville hasn't been great, but they are getting into better shooting positions, and when they pull the trigger, they're pulling the trigger from higher percentage spots. Key players, I thought about going with someone else here, but for Nashville, I think it has to be Hany Mukhtar. He is the engine that makes Nashville's attack work. He has the third most touches of any player on Nashville with 612. He leads the team in a bunch of attacking statistics. He leads the team in through balls. He leads the team in crosses, progressive carries, and expected assists. And he's got three goals, so he's just as capable at creating for himself as he is for creating for others. You know, there's a reason that he was MLS MVP just a few short seasons ago. You know, the parallels between Nashville with Hany Mukhtar and Carlos Gil with New England are not subtle. You know, both teams or both players are recently MVPs. Both players are highly skilled in terms of creating chances and scoring chances. And I think you could argue that both teams maybe lack the lethal goal-scoring threats around those players to help support that attack. But in any case, Hany Mukhtar is my choice for Nashville's player to watch. On the other side for New England, I have selected Nick Lima as a player to watch for New England. You know, I mentioned that Hany Mukhtar is leading Nashville in through balls and in crosses. Well, a lot of those through balls are finding their way up the left-hand side to Jacob Schaffelberg. Schaffelberg leads Nashville with 103 progressive pass receptions. So that highlights a pretty clear intention from Nashville to when they win the ball and when they are looking to build out, to find space out wide. And specifically, they have been finding Jacob Schaffelberg a lot on the left-hand side of their attack. Flip that field around and you're looking at the right defensive side. That would be the space that Nick Lima is expected to cover. So, you know, the system that the Revolution like to play tends to involve pushing the outside backs a little further up the field to support in the in possession. So, you know, the Revs will have to be pretty careful when they do that if the ball turns over. That they don't get caught upfield, because Jacob Schaffelberg is certainly capable of bombing up the left-hand side and creating danger, and Hany Mukhtar is certainly capable of finding him in that space. So Nick Lima will have to be involved both in the attack and be able to be involved in defense. In terms of a prediction for this one, guys, I was a little too optimistic the last time I was on here for one of these. Last time was against New York Red Bulls, and I still predicted a loss in that one, but I thought it might be close, and it was not particularly close. I think this one profiles to me as a loss, just because until further notice, all Revolution games profile as a Revolution loss. I'm going to call this one 2-0 Nashville on the road against a team that has struggled to score, but New England hasn't been particularly adept at stopping teams who have struggled to score so far this season. So I'm going to call this one a 2-0 loss, and the Revs will return back home after that. So thank you for tuning into this preview. I hope you guys found it useful. If you like this sort of thing, feel free to drop us a note or a comment on Twitter or wherever you happen to be listening, and you can feel free to review it in the the iTunes store or wherever you happen to get your podcasts.
Thanks again to Andy Judd for this week's preview episode, and thank you again to our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. Remember to use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.